T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Ed, what trends are we seeing out of Prime Day so far?
Yeah, we're seeing that, you know, in terms of volumes of transactions and the number of shoppers out there, we're up around 80% versus the normal average traffic of the last 7 days. So people are clearly, even in this environment, going to Amazon.com and taking advantage of the deals that are out there. What we're seeing broadly in terms of consumer habits is in line with what we've seen in the pandemic, really. It's baskets of fewer items. The average dollar value for a basket throughout Prime Day has been $45.62. Last year it was around $52. That said, you know, we tend to get the deals and promotions on the more expensive items towards the end of the event, so we could see that come up. And in terms of categories, it's really the COVID categories that we've talked about since March, things that people need because they're working and learning from home. It's things like appliances, laptops, things like that. In terms of specific products, Amazon devices, you'll remember that they only just unveiled their latest generation of the Echo series smart speaker last month, and we're seeing that the Echo Dot and Fire TV are kind of the most popular products. But you need to remember that for Amazon, they already price those products really aggressively. Amazon doesn't really make any money on its own name devices. It's more about encouraging people to use Alexa and use Amazon Prime subscription. The other thing, of course, you know, like I mentioned, people are working from home, and if we look at search data, we're seeing that laptops are doing very well in terms of the things that people are searching for on Amazon.com. I wanted to leave you with a kind of final data point that I found really interesting. Research Enumerator has surveyed around 8,000 Amazon Prime shoppers over the last 24 hours or so and found that 83% of them were women, which I thought was a very interesting statistic.
What do you mean, were women?
Were women, as in women rather than male, yeah.
I get it. Okay. Well, you know, maybe it's just me, but I've gone on there the last couple of days, and I'm bored. I mean, it's TVs, be great if you need a TV. TVs, lots of Amazon products, and maybe some obscure, you know, garage tool. And believe me, I love power tools as much as the next guy. But I don't know. It just sort of leaves me cold.
I think, you know, this is about the season, right? They call it Christmas creep. Think back to years past. A lot of shopping took place in terms of brick and mortar around Black Friday and those key holiday dates. But because of COVID and because of this shift we're seeing in the industry to e-commerce, what analysts are saying, what company executives are saying, is that spending is more spread out. It's happening earlier this year because Amazon moved its Prime Day, which is traditionally in July, to October. So that's kicked off the so-called holiday shopping season earlier in October rather than later on in November. And as I said, the trend that we're seeing on e-commerce with consumers is that they are shopping more frequently but with smaller baskets. You know, they might be making 3 or 4 online purchases a week, but they're not making big purchases, not big ticket purchases. And, you know, as we've seen, you know, you've seen the TV images of it in recent years around Black Friday where people swarm to stores. Because of COVID, that's just not possible this year. So it kind of comes across as a much calmer Amazon Prime Day event and sort of e-commerce transactions that are going on, not just with Amazon but with other retailers as well.
And there's a lot of competition. I mean, you hear Best Buy, Video Only, they're all mentioning Prime in their ads.
Big
time. Saying, come here.
Big time. But the difference this year is that the likes of Walmart and Target have really stepped up their own e-commerce offering. You know, Walmart has its Walmart Plus service, which is kind of like Amazon Prime, but slightly cheaper. Both Walmart and Target are having their own sales events over the same 2-day period. The advantage that those guys have is their traditional brick and mortar status. And so Amazon has been known in recent years for being able to deliver things quickly, right? 1-day delivery, 2-day delivery. The thing that Walmart and Target have is they have curbside pickup and in-store pickup, which means you can get the products that you've ordered on the same day, and Amazon just can't do that. That said, Amazon has hired really heavily. It expects to hire 175,000 people this year in terms of fulfillment, logistics, warehouses, and that's a pretty good sign of demand that they expect this upcoming holiday season to be very strong for them.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.